This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Rescuers recovered more bodies buried under tons of mud after a landslide crashed onto a hilly Indonesian village, raising the number of dead to more than 20. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has the story.
Over a dozen rescuers crowd around a newly discovered body, drenched in mud in a village on Indonesia's remote Natuna Islands. The men lift the body into a body bag before carrying it off into a truck. Authorities have deployed more than 200 rescuers to search for over 30 people still missing. Many were apparently trapped in houses that were buried under the landslide, which according to officials was 13 feet deep. The search and rescue operation has been hampered by heavy rains around the disaster site, as the weather has forced the search effort to be halted several times. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russian strikes knocked out power in Ukraine's second-largest city, Kharkiv, on Thursday, according to regional authorities. The regional governor of Kharkiv said Thursday his city in northeastern Ukraine had been hit by about 15 S-300 ballistic missiles, which Ukraine is unable to intercept. The mass strikes on targets far from the front were the first such wave since mid-February. They broke the longest stretch of calm since Moscow began an air campaign against Ukraine's civil infrastructure 5 months ago. Russia said Thursday that a landmark deal to ensure the safe export of grain from Ukraine's Black Sea ports was only being half implemented, raising doubts about whether it would allow an extension of the agreement, which is due to expire next week. The Black Sea Grain Initiative, brokered by the United Nations and Turkey last July, aimed to prevent a global food crisis by allowing Ukrainian grain blockaded by Russia's invasion to be safely exported from three Ukrainian ports. This is VOA News. Another Norfolk Southern-operated train derailed in the United States on Thursday in Calhoun County, Alabama, making it the company's third derailment in the U.S. since February. Footage taken at the accident site showed multiple train cars huddled in on top of the railways after the accident. Personnel and a crane were also seen near the area. Meanwhile, in Washington, D.C., a U.S. Senate committee harshly criticized rail operator Norfolk Southern and pressed it to back safety reforms on Thursday, after a devastating February 3rd derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. That one was a freight train carrying hazardous materials. Reuters' Jillian Kitchener reports.
I want to begin today by expressing how deeply sorry I am for the impact this derailment has had on the residents of East Palestine and the surrounding communities.
Norfolk Southern CEO Alan Shaw on Thursday apologized publicly for his company's role in the massive derailment in Ohio last month. Shaw appeared before the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee probing what led to the accident that caused train cars carrying toxic vinyl chloride and other hazardous chemicals to spill and catch fire. The toxic mess left many residents of the town of East Palestine worried about their short and long-term health. During the three-hour hearing, senators from both parties said Congress must pass rail safety reforms and press Shaw to endorse improvements.
That's Reuters' Jillian Kitchener reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who had to be airlifted to the airport in Tel Aviv due to street protests Thursday, told reporters Iran's nuclear capabilities are a key topic of discussions with visiting Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin.
We have a common agenda to prevent Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons and preventing Iran's aggression, maintaining the security and prosperity of this region, and seeking to expand the circle of peace.
Throngs of protesters prevented him from driving to the airport as they demonstrated against his plan to overhaul the judiciary. The optics of the Israeli leader having to make alternative travel plans were a win for the demonstrators as Austin visits Israel. Congo's military said Thursday at least 36 people were killed by extremists in the country's conflict-riddled east. The Allied Democratic Forces, a group with links to the Islamic State group, killed civilians in Mukandi village in North Kivu province. Conflict has been simmering in eastern Congo for decades as more than 120 armed groups fight for power, influence, and resources, and some to protect their communities. The ADF has been largely active in North Kivu province, but has recently extended its operations into neighboring Ituri province and to the regional capital, Goma. Marissa Melton, VOA News.